I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and the question we're tossing and turning over today is from listener Patrick.
Hello, I'm Patrick from San Francisco. My question is, when I have cold feet, why won't my brain let me sleep?
You're not the only one wondering about this, Patrick. With winter weather at full intensity, I know this feeling of cold feet during sleep all too well, and it certainly keeps me up at night. Fortunately, I know exactly who can help us.
I'm Professor Guy Leshtener. I'm a professor of neurology and sleep medicine. I'm not sure if there's any more scientific an answer apart from the fact that you need to be comfortable when you get off to sleep. And clearly, if your feet are cold, then that's not particularly conducive to being comfortable and therefore not particularly conducive to falling asleep.
If we're not comfortable, our brains think something is or is going to go wrong while our bodies aren't conscious to stop it. Professor Guy explains there are other ways, though, that temperature can affect our comfort.
We know that when you drift off to sleep, actually the temperature difference between your core temperature and your peripheral temperature changes, so the differential increases, and this is thought to be part of the process of falling to sleep. Your body temperature is important when it comes to dreaming sleep, because during dreaming sleep or REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, we lose the ability to regulate our own body temperature. And therefore, this is potentially quite a dangerous thing for us to do. If our body temperature is too low, then actually the brain prevents itself from going into REM sleep or dreaming sleep, because otherwise there is a risk that our body temperature would drop too low to allow us to continue living.
Yikes. Our bodies certainly do not like being cold. But according to Guy, the same thing happens on the opposite end of the temperature spectrum.
Actually, occasionally, people feel that their feet are too hot to enable them to sleep. And this is something that is very common in a condition called restless leg syndrome. Typically, people with restless leg syndrome will say that they feel an urge to move or a discomfort. But that sometimes manifests as a feeling of heat, and people will search out cold parts of the bed in order to obtain a degree of comfort.
So, Patrick, based on the science, getting to sleep all comes down to general comfort. If you're cold during winter nights, turn up a heating, snuggle under a warm duvet, and wear clothes that keep your body temperature warm. Next week, we'll be shining a light upon this question from listener Michael.
What makes stars twinkle? And what can their colours tell us about them?
If you at home have a question, submit it to our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum, or email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. I'm Otis Kingsman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.